I have Mr. Tony Taylor on the line for the president now.
Hello? Hello? Tony, how are you?
Lyndon?
Yes, sir.
President, it's nice to hear your voice coming to this house. We haven't heard it here since election campaign 8 years ago.
How are you getting along?
All right, we're bearing up well. And you?
Oh, pretty good. I heard you made an awful good speech in Houston.
Well, we did our best. I hope to do more.
How you like speaking?
Well, I think I'm a bit like your wife. I had to force myself to it, but anything to help the cause.
She made 47 of them and just had a wonderful trip through the South.
That's wonderful. I've been following it as closely as I could, and like I sent a telegram this morning. I don't know if anyone saw it or not.
Tell me this, how heavy are you going to be tied up between now and November, the next 3 weeks? You got stuff there that keeps you pretty tied down?
No, sir. I'm absolutely at your service.
I thought maybe that the first thing you ought to do, we carried New Mexico and Nevada, and they are the only two states in the West that we did carry in 1960. And I think we've got a problem with Montoya, and we may have a little problem when they unload and give us all the hell the next 3 weeks in New Mexico. So I think you ought to see where you can get any meetings, Latin American meetings, and maybe we could get Gonzalez to come go with you and make two or three or four of them, set them up somewhere or other in New Mexico. I thought maybe one in Albuquerque and maybe one in Clovis or wherever they got any population. I thought maybe we ought to try to arrange one in Los Angeles, maybe one day to go to two or three meetings there. I thought maybe we ought to try to get one or two in Arizona. And then I thought you and Matiana, we could send our little plane out, and maybe we could get some press person to kind of help you with the press and the advancing, and maybe y'all could go to Laredo and then come up through the valley up through Corpus Christi and speak in Spanish and tell them who you are and tell them there's just two issues, foreign policy, and you're either responsible or you're irresponsible, and you're not going to win this thing by dropping bombs or rattling rockets. You got to reason it out. Don't want these boys killed and their boys, and we've got the experience and training, and we're going to do that. And then prosperity is the other issue besides peace. And we've got more people working, and they're getting more money, and more of them got jobs. Labor got $60 billion more after taxes this year than they got in 1960, the Republican. Corporations got $12 billion more after taxes, and they got 60, the Republicans. And we've had fewer strikes, so it's better off for them all the way around. These people have a friend in the White House, and your sister, and in you, and just try to get all of them worked up where they go vote. Now,
President, I hear and I obey. I want to ask you a specific question. May I say in your name, when I appear with Joe Montoya, as I hope you do, that you want him
to be elected? Sure, every Democrat would. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just say I need him. I need him bad. He's been a good member of the House. He's worked closely with me. He's been very helpful. He's been critical on critical matters. He has stood in there and supported me loyally. And they oughtn't send a man up to be my enemy and to fight me. And this other fellow has done that.
Okay, we've got that down. Good. Now let me ask you a question. There is a Secret Service man been in town all day. And only he and I know that he is here, and the police chief.
A little loud,
I
can't hear.
There's been a Secret Service man in town all day, Boggs, and I assume he was sent here on the thought that either you or many birds might be coming here. Can you give me anything on that?
Not that I know of. Didn't you all know why a Secret Service man's out to Santa Fe? I don't know, Tony.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, he was told to come in, sit tight. And we've been checking security and police and airports and...
No, we're going to Phoenix in the morning. We're going to church in Phoenix in the morning and then stop on our way to San Francisco. We go to church at 9:30 at Phoenix in the morning.
9:30 in Phoenix.
At First Presbyterian Church.
So far, you have no... You know, anybody have any definite plans for coming here?
No, we're not, definitely.
You are not coming.
No, I gave some thought, maybe they overheard it, to the possibility that we might come out there and spend a day with you. And just sit in the sunshine, but Bert said it would cause a lot of commotion hauling a lot of folks in, and we could have more rest here.
That's true. I was just talking with Bob McKinney tonight. He was the only man besides myself who knows that this agent is in Santa Fe. And we only have four boats, and we think those are in the bag, and your energies might be better expended elsewhere.
Well, we just got to... you tell Bob McKinney that we really want to be sure in New Mexico and don't take any chances and go all out.
I'm sure we will. I'm going to see him in about a half an hour at a dinner at St. John's College. Magnificent college is just opened. The one that they hope you can come to.
Yeah, I know it. He invited me to come. And when is it?
The dedication was today, this day. And we're going out to dinner tonight. And I'll see you at McKinney at dinner, and I'll tell him you call me, and I'll tell him what you said. Now, about the speaking engagement, he would think that the Henry Gonzalez might come here and that we, in turn, would swing through Texas and possibly Arizona and California.
What I'd like to do, if I could find somebody that knows these people, I'd like you to do just kind of like Teddy Kennedy did out in the West for the late president. I'd like to have about four or five engagements in New Mexico where they could get the maximum amount of Latins present. I'd like to have one or two in Arizona, one or two in California, and 8 or 10 in Texas. San Antonio, Laredo, up through the valley.
I'm afraid we little men don't have that much energy. We do our best. I know the men, and... I'll begin to round them up. Now, whom should I contact to follow this up with?
Well, I'll have to get somebody. I don't know who's handling this thing in the National Committee. Jesse can get you the plane. Jesse Kellum can get you the plane when you want to come, you and Matiana, and I would think you ought to... We'll bear the expense of the National Committee. You can just send in, keep your expenses on flying to California. And probably we'll send a plane out to take you to Arizona and then bring you back to Texas. And,
yeah.
Huh?
It'd be the Queen Anne that you're going
yeah.
to mm-hmm. Holds about five people because I have a couple of Cracker Jack men in New Mexico I would like to take.
All right, you can do it. And I just get them together in Viva all over the lot and just get them worked up where they get everybody. The trouble these people is they are for you, but they don't get out unless some leader really gets them out. Maybe Dr. Garcia could make the engagements. I don't know who could set up the schedule, but I'll try to talk to Henry Gonzalez myself tonight and see if he's free to do it. And I think it'd be good if both of you, and if you just talked about your sister and your brother-in-law and how we feel about them and how we want to help and what we're trying to do through the poverty bill and what we're trying to do through peace in the world and what we're trying to do through the tax bill and getting them jobs and things of that kind. And then I'd really cut at him and tell him this other guy, he wants to bring in all the braceros and knock them out of work and so forth.
All right, Mr. President, I don't want to... given me a commission, and I propose to carry it out, and I hope that you will trust my judgment to say to Clifford Carter and to our coordinator in New Mexico and to Dr. Jimenez and to a few other people that I have this permission from you and I propose to go ahead with it.
That's right. You just tell your coordinator to find you the three or four best Latin meetings you can make. And you make them for me in Montoya. And then find out in Arizona, I guess the best one to call over there is Roy Elson and tell him I want you to come over and make some speeches to Latin America. If he'll set them up, you'll come. He's a candidate for the Senate.
Roy Elson.
E-L-S-O-N. And then I'll try to see what I'll try to see what I can do.
Who? National committee man in Arizona.
Well, I'd get in touch with him, yeah. Okay. Get in touch with anybody you know and ask him if they can set you up some meeting.
All right.
And then get in touch with the, I'll get Henry here and I'll see what we can do here at the campaign committee here.
All right. Now, do you think we should start in Arizona first or New Mexico?
I'd do it in New Mexico just quick as I could and practice up on them. Then go into Arizona. Then come into Texas the last 10 days.
All right. So shall I talk to Jesse tomorrow about a plane?
Whenever you get ready to need it, just call him whenever you know when it is and tell him, and he'll get him out there.
Okay, that's mighty fine, Mr. President. How are you feeling?
Fine, just doing wonderful. What might be better when you get ready to come from, if you can, if you got a good connection, if you can come from Santa Fe to San Antonio and let them pick you up San Antonio and haul you on the shortstop because you can do it better on a jet and they can pay your way than a small plane. But you can be your own judge. If you got some other people with you, it'd be cheaper to send it on out there.
Yeah, there's a couple of people I want to take.
All right.
And they're able men.
Okay.
Well, we're doing God bless you and we're going to win.
All right, wait a minute. Here's Lady Bird.
Tony? Hi. How did your meeting in Houston go?
Well, we were there a week ago, and I went from there down to Harlingen and so on. I very enthusiastic meeting in Houston. I hear that there's some apathy in San Antonio. I stopped by to visit TJ on the way home, and went to call Henry Gonzalez, but somehow I didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mandate from your husband carried out that is under my judgment and spent somebody's money. We were hoping that you might be here because, and I'll tell you why. There's been a Secret Service agent here since last night. And he was taking photographs and measurements and even looked over our house and decided that you might be safe in maybe Lisa's bedroom.
Well, I hope you didn't let the noise out. As a matter of fact, Lyndon did think we might just come there instead, because he has to be so early in Phoenix. He thought we just might fly there and spend the night and just have a nice visit. But I just told him it would make so much of a furor to, to move us. We take so much communications and so much stuff with us. And so we just came on home, and it was my decision. And I didn't know that anybody was out there.
I'm told that I'd met him. It's Robinson Kinney.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him because I thought we might need a big, isolated home. He had.
Mm-hmm.
One of them knows, and here's this agent's box at the motel. And the service will call him home, I guess, in due course. I will tell him that I talked, but I think I was talking to General Trent. He's been very pals all day. And he was the man who arrested me in Los Angeles.
The man who what?
Arrested me in Los Angeles.